Robinhood Radio presents Between the Stacks, a weekly chat about our local libraries.
Hi, Courtney. It's Sarah from Kent Memorial Library.
Hey, Sarah. How are you?
I'm great. How are things in Millbrook?
Things are good. It's busy. I feel like we came back from the holidays and hit the ground running, but I'm sure not as busy as what's going on with your library. So.
Well, it's been a bit of a, I don't know, last time we spoke, but I think we moved in the meantime. So I've mentioned before the library's about to embark on an expansion, and of course, now that everything's in place and we're ready to go, we had to get out of the way. So we've moved about a 3-minute walk from our old library back onto Kent Green, which for those of you who might be listening, it's near the IGA, the grocery store and the town hall back on the green. And we're all set up and open and taking deliveries from across the state and programming and all that stuff. So it's a smaller space, as all temporary spaces usually are. So right now we have multiple meetings and it happening in the building at the same time, and there was just nowhere for me to take a call. So I'm in my car. But it went really smoothly, and we're very close to actually starting. So we're excited about getting that shovel in the ground, which will happen soon, very soon.
Oh, that is so exciting.
Yeah. Yeah, it's good. The move was not pleasant, but it's over, so we're good. So tell me what you know about, we're talking about marketing today. What are your best techniques?
Yeah, I mean, we try to be consistent across social media platforms. I know our primary ones are Facebook and Instagram that we use to
share
news with people. And I think I'm like one of those people where I'm like, post every day. Type of thing.
Oh, gosh.
Very consistent with it because I found that keeps people engaged and kind of built a good following. So I think we have just over 2,300 people following us on Facebook, and we just passed 4,000 followers on Instagram.
Wow.
Pretty exciting. And we do have a YouTube channel, but we haven't used it really much since COVID, and we have a TikTok, but the staff person that was running that left, and I'm too old to know how to do it at this point. So, but we did have a really good following on there too, but nobody's picked it up since that
That's
person
funny.
Left. And besides,
yeah, I honestly don't know how many followers we have. I'd have to dig that up. But the consistency is key, and I found it interesting that you're the one who does that stuff. So are you a big consumer of social media yourself, and that makes it easier for you, or how does that all work?
I think I used to be. Nowadays, I try to, like, stay offline as much as possible.
Yeah.
But I think I really grew up with social media and, like, Facebook and, like, high school and Instagram and all that stuff. So when I used to work at the Pleasant Valley Library, I started the Instagram account for them, and, like,
okay.
I put so much time into it, and that kind of got me into like the habit of posting every day and figuring out the algorithm. And as time has gone by, I've definitely become like less savvy in it because things have changed so much, and I just haven't kept up with it. For a while, I was doing a lot, so it's easy for me to do. We're doing so many cool things. I feel like it's never really hard to find content, which is nice.
Good.
So, worst case scenario, if it's like a slow day, you can remind people about online resources or things like that.
That's true. That's good. So do you find that you're posting about things that are coming, or do you find you're posting more about things that have happened, or is it a combination?
It's definitely a combination. So I try to like promote certain events that are coming up. Like every Sunday, I've started doing like coming this week with a list of our programs that are happening for everybody. And that I think is helpful for event promotion, but I also try to take pictures of stuff that's happened so people can see just how the library is being used, which is always nice.
Yeah, that is nice. Okay, well, we do a million fundraisers over here, and we were having a little trouble with this raffle that we started this year because people didn't really understand it, and I found it to be simple, but it just wasn't translating that way. And I'm not out there talking to everyone selling the tickets, so it was the volunteers who were selling maybe weren't necessarily explaining it well enough. So we started this series of videos that are basically reels that you can stick on Instagram and then they go to Facebook. We don't touch X. I don't even know. I mean, I know what TikTok is, but I don't mess around with that. So we would film these little videos, and they went like as much as viral can go viral up here. We've got a very charismatic business owner. He's Scottish and he's young and he's just loads of fun. He's a very yes and kind of guy. And we started doing all of these pretty ridiculous videos that just went nuts. Like people are now like calling me up and saying, when's your next video? When's your next video? So we did probably 4 in the summer, and then the Chamber of Commerce roped the two of us in to just start promoting all of our general Chamber of Commerce events. And now we're like this weird couple that shows up on social media all the time doing all these things, to the point where one of my elderly patrons came in and said, who's that man I keep seeing you with on the internet? And do I need to talk to your husband? And I was like, no. Everyone's on board, but we have a lot of fun. We really do. We do very silly things. And he likes to recreate like the sort of international viral video things because he's young and into that stuff. So I just show up and do whatever silly thing he wants me to do. And we have a really good time, but it's interesting because these videos aren't necessarily about the library, but they do bring a lot of attention because we're always tagged in it. And then if someone is curious, they'll just sort of follow the social media leads. I have a conflicted feeling about using social media as our major way to communicate, but I don't know about you. You know, we used to have a physical paper. We had a physical local paper, and then there were a couple of larger regional papers, and they're really dwindling. And there's such a, everyone gets their information now in these siloed sort of ways. It's hard to know the best way to communicate, so you end up having to do all of it all the time. So, you know, direct email marketing. We don't do any paper flyers anymore, but if we have an event, we do posters around town. We'll, you know, we print up 15 posters and they go in every possible place that we can stick them. Then we use Instagram and we use Facebook. And then we do have a local online paper, so we will send stuff to them. And, you know, we do put things in. The Lakeville Journal is really our only local paper that's bigger than just Kent, and it's a physical paper. And then the Waterbury Republican, but they don't really cover us terribly well because we're far. We were an hour away. It's become a real challenge, I think, marketing, because people are getting their information in their particular way. And if you're not locked in on that also as an organization that's trying to promote, you really people don't know. It amazes me when someone comes in and they're like, I didn't know. And I was like, how many more ways could we possibly send it out? But, you know, I don't know. I wish I had an answer. I don't really. But
I think that
it's ever changing too. You have to be ready to try the next new thing, or else again you miss an audience.
Yeah, and it's a lot of it's like at this point for me, it's like I've gotten like I have a rhythm. I know generally like what I'm gonna post. Like it's not too hard for me, but it still takes time and it still takes work and it's still like
right.
On a Sunday I'm still posting.
Always working.
We definitely have the same problem where we don't have a central news source anymore. There used to be a couple of newspapers in Millbrook, but I think most of them kind of fizzled out by the mid, like early 2005, 2010-ish. And that's something that we're really grappling with too, is because there are so many great events happening in Millbrook, but there's not really like an easy way to...
a central location, right? Yeah,
exactly. Yeah, but yeah. We do an online newsletter as well through email, which is really helpful. We try to keep our website really up to date. And for like programs and stuff, we do have a print calendar that we have at all like the circulation desks, and we'll bring to outreach events.
Yeah,
and people really like
that. We have that too.
Yeah,
it's all the different ways. It's just hard to keep up. So since we're talking marketing, why don't you tell me what you've got coming up and everyone will hear it.
Yeah, so we have, it is next Friday, actually. I think I might have said it before, but I'm really excited about it. On the 26th from 5 to 7, we're having our all-ages dance party in coordination with the Millbrook Arts Group, which I'm really excited about, and it's just literally a dance party, so it's going to be really fun. And then we are starting up our winter concert series again, also with the Millbrook Arts Group, and our first concert is going to be on Saturday, February 28th, with a reception starting at 4:30, and those are always very popular.
Do you host them at the library?
Yeah, we are really lucky where we have like a gallery space that's pretty big, and we can use it as a programming space as well. So it's pretty packed, but we can fit, which is nice.
Yeah, well, that's nice. That's nice.
And then we have our, on March 6th, which is a Friday, we are opening up our student art exhibit with the local schools, which is always really exciting. So we're going to be switching out our gallery work to highlight the students' work, and we'll have a reception for them so they can come and show off their work to their family members and grandparents and stuff.
That's great.
So,
do you find that, is that mostly the public school kids, or do you get the private school kids involved too?
Yeah, we work with Dutchess Day, the Millbrook School District, and I think some of the local preschools too.
Nice. Adorable. Nothing better than kids and art. Oh,
yeah.
So, you know, we didn't really know what was going to happen with the move or the timing of everything. And, of course, there's so many moving parts. So we were hesitant to schedule too much for February. But we do have a couple of really, we do have some smaller events in February, like we do a teen movie night coming up. I think it's actually tomorrow. And then a tax filing thing, which is fairly unpleasant, but people need to know about taxes. But our next big event is we're showing the documentary, The Art of Joy Brown. And that will be, that documentary was, I think it was released, not in Cannes, but somewhere big and significant. And so it's got a real following. She's got an international following. So we're showing that. She's from Kent. She lives here in town. So we'll be showing that on the 6th of March. And then at the end of March, we have a really neat event called From Liberty to Legacy, Exploring American Ideals in the Musical 1776 and Hamilton. And that will be loads of fun. It's a Broadway vet who's going to come and just talk about how history is reflected in musicals. And I think, you know, I don't expect there'll be a lot of singing, but I'll have to be holding my tongue and not jumping into song all the time. But that'll be really fun. And that's on the 28th, as I said, on March 28th. So lots
like
of things coming up, but we were definitely keeping our cards close to the chest this month just in case it didn't work. But it did. So we're good. We're good. Anyway, it was nice to talk to you, and I hope you have continued success with all of your exciting events coming up and that you don't bust a toe at your dance party.
Thank you. Good luck with everything, and I hope you don't have to take many more meetings in your car.
let's hope. All right, nice to talk to you, as always.
You too. Take care.
Between the Stacks is produced at the facilities of Robin Hood Radio 91.9 FM, Sharon, Connecticut.